Ladies and gentlemen, step right up.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see the elephant without a road.
Trump 2020 Club Tuesday, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks so much for tuning in to the American Adversaries Radio Show. That's right, it is Trump 2020 Club Tuesday, presented by Sutherland Nissan. All right, we're here. We're live on FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer. Of course, you can now go to our brand new website, and it is so cool. Matt Buff, the buffer man.
The buffer man. I love that name, man. He is buffed.
And he's got our website buffed out.
Yeah,
and
that is awesome.
Yeah, and we'll talk a little bit more about that later on. But, of course, you need to go there if you haven't already. That's AmericanAdversaries.com and sign up for that great prize drawing that we're going to do on November the 7th.
That's exciting.
Indeed.
Prize review, what are we having?
Oh, I'll go over those.
Because here. That's why I enter. I want. Well, oh, that's right. I can't win the prize.
Well, you're going to get the eve. Well, for one, you're already going to be here for part of the prize, because part of the prize is an evening with us.
Oh, that's
starting,
right.
Starting with doing a Thursday night show that'll help us judge the contest,
right?
Whoever the winner is, and their selected loved one, significant other, whatever. And the two of them will spend the evening with us doing the show, judging the contest. And then we'll go up the street here to Cafe Positano and treat them to dinner, the both of them. So
now, will you be wearing a coat?
That's just the one part of it.
You'll be wearing a coat and tie that evening?
Probably not.
Nah, doesn't look good.
Probably
make
not.
Make sure your guests understand that. It's not formal.
It'll be a lot of fun, though. And that's just part of it. You're also going to win one of those great smart pillows from Relax and Comfort over there.
I love the way Jackie describes them. I'd buy it just as she described it to me.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what's in the pillow.
I'd buy it as she come down, just come demonstrate my house how it works. Right.
But anyway, what evil web we weave.
And then a Creeps on a Mission t-shirt.
Love it. Yep.
And a License to Lie book.
Right.
And that's compliments of Pierce Outlaw and the folks, and John Siebert, and the folks at Patriot Home Funding.
Mm-hmm.
And then $50 gift certificate to Cafe Positano to use at some other time. $20 gift card to Tijuana Flats. Copy of Colonel McKnight's book,
Wow. And I think this is a heck of a package.
And a free wind mitigation inspection by Aubrey Kahn. I mean,
oh
this is
God.
Nice.
Hello.
Hello
yeah,
is right.
You're not kidding. That's a big dollar deal.
Retail package. This is right up there. Well, I'm going to have to do the numbers and see.
That
but
is.
I mean, it's
well,
over $500.
Yeah, that's real good.
And you go to AmericanAdversaries.com to sign up for that. All right. So mm-hmm. that is the chairman of the board, the union boss himself, Mike McBath. I'm the philosopher, political mad scientist, Christopher Hart. Jeff Sinis is on the bridge. 407-774-8255 is the number. We're going to be talking a little bit about the market. Big day there. Pocahontas, we'll take, give you our take on that. We got an update on the Khashoggi thing. And there's another caravan on the way. Did you hear about that?
Did you see that? Like, what is it, 3,000 of them are marching
through Gotham? You took the bait.
Yeah.
Because I was going to talk about that, but I was going to talk about the caravan that's going to be going from Central Florida to the Panhandle. Another one of those I-4 deals.
I went for the political side.
And we are going to talk about that caravan on the way as well. And Mike Miller is going to join us again at the top of the next hour. He's out working really hard.
Will he be here in person?
No, I think he's going to call in because he's out working really hard, making a lot of appearances, and driving hard to the hoop. Or maybe I should say
he's pushing
swinging
it.
Hard
this
at the plate.
This is what you have to do.
Yeah.
This is when you double up. And I think Mike will come out successfully.
So, but before we really get going, speaking of sports, 19 seconds? Penn State couldn't hold on for another 19
Chris,
seconds?
I was going to change the subject and go to UCF, which I have to say. You know that Penn State's lost 5 games in the last 2 years in the fourth quarter by a total of
seven or eight points.
Unbelievable. Now, the question is, now I have to be concerned about the coach. I'm going to sound like the regular guys, you know, like, how can this be when we were ahead all the time and we lose in the last couple seconds?
Well, the problem is he didn't take your advice when you ran into him there at the baseball stadium
exactly
at Vanderbilt,
right.
Remember?
Well, you know, I'm going up there next week and they're playing Iowa. Iowa's hot. They're like 6-1, so this could be a struggle too, but I'll remind him. I gave him a coaching tip for the beginning of the year that worked, and now we're fading, so he needs to talk to me. But, you know, we got to congratulate the UCF. We got a lot of UCF listeners
here. It was a fantastic game. I
watched
the whole thing.
It was a great game, and you talk about that's a winning attitude when you're way down.
And that's why I like outdoor football, because the elements played a huge role in the game.
They played a huge role, and that's why I was amazed.
It was pouring down rain for most of
that. UCF could come back, because their game is mostly just outstanding passing program.
Right.
And, you know, we all had a chance to meet the head coach, remember, in the spring at one of our parties. And this guy has done a phenomenal job. And I think he faces a possible undefeated season here, which will be another huge plus. But I think he better stay the next year because Scott Frost is learning a terrible lesson. If you have no material, you cannot win. He's 0-6, the longest losing streak in the history of Nebraska. Ooh. What do you think of that?
That hurts.
Biggest contract, longest losing streak, which actually I don't blame him at this point. We'll check him out in 2 more years, and then I think we'll have a true diagnosis of his expertise in football.
Certainly smarts a little bit. Speaking of smart a little bit, Randy Ross is not with us tonight because he twisted his ankle, hurt his foot somehow, and so he is he's laid up. The doctor told him to take it easy and stay off that foot. So we're looking forward to him being on Thursday.
He's now sort of a front man for the president. So, you know, the president called earlier. I don't know if Randy got the message. They're supposed to go to Hawaii. He wanted Randy to go to Hawaii for a week in front of him.
I don't know about that. All right. So, that's the setup. But speaking of hot, the market back hot again today.
You know, it's absolutely a lot of fun to watch it. And it's also a lot of fun to watch all the prognosticators, always be wrong. You know, sort of like politics, you know. Wow, this is the end of the market. Remember last week, this is the end of the market. That's it. Trump's no good. Everything's caving in. Market up
5. Except for us.
I know. That's right. And what we talked about last week, we did think there'd be a rebound there.
Look for opportunities.
Market had a great rebound, up 547 points. And the main thing primarily was moving the market was the report on job openings, 7.1 million jobs. And it's the largest in U.S. history. The other thing that I think is rather unique is the Fed has collected record individual income taxes in 2018. Now, what did Trump promise? That revenue from individual income taxes would go up?
Yep.
They did. And the reality of it is that, you know, we know that in the case of corporate income taxes, they were not as high, but that's part of the deal. We know that's part of the deal. And the deficit for last year ran at $779 billion, and the fiscal year ended at the end of September.
Right.
Now, we want to see certainly some work here. I believe that Trump and his group, if we elect the right people, will work on, we got to cut expenses, and that's the way out of this.
So all right, all right.
We'll see. But great day.
And by the way, manufacturing jobs, which Obama said would never come back, are growing. Manufacturing jobs actually grew a little bit during the Obama administration, believe it or not. But they're growing eight times during the end of his administration. They're growing, however, eight times faster now under President Trump's administration. Mm-hmm. And here's why I believe there's a bit of a lag. What Mike was talking about is record tax revenues came into the government for 2018. Mm-hmm. And the fiscal year that just ended October 1st.
Right.
Okay, so it'd be the tail end of 2017.
Yeah, back into September, all the way into here.
9 months of 2018. But they call it the fiscal year 2018. So the job market was already turning hot before the tax cut, if you remember.
Right.
The jobs began to take off almost even before Trump took office because the enthusiasm among small business people primarily took off and skyrocketed. And by the way, hasn't turned back yet.
And it's regulation being stripped down, too.
Right.
That's been a big feeder into this.
Right. So you actually had more people working to pay into the government because they were earning money, paying now tax revenues that they had not paid before. And so the personal side got a head start on the corporate side. And then we had the tax cut. And then you sort of had a little bit of a lull, and now you're going to see money flood in because of the tax cut, because corporations are going to be earning more money, and individuals are going to be working more. More individuals are going to be working, and the individuals who are already working have a chance to have higher wages and better benefits.
And the earnings, which started this week, have been spectacular. They're coming in that area we talked about, 18 to 20%, which is lights-out earnings. Realistically, next year, if we can do 8 to 10%, that's extremely good. So, you know, for those who say the end is near, not that fast, my friend.
Right. Now, on sort of the downside, there was a 700, and I think it was 18 or 48, I forget, billion-dollar deficit.
$779 billion deficit.
Okay, yep. From last year.
From last year.
Is not as bad as some of the prognosticators.
It's less than was estimated.
Right, and it's because more tax revenue came in than they thought was going to come into the government. And because of the tax cut, and because they weren't planning on the as hot a job market as it has been. And here's the problem, though. It's never how much money comes into the government. It's how much the government spends.
Right.
So to really get that deficit down, balance the budget, and then maybe pay down a little bit on the debt, we have to curtail the spending. Because as long as the spending keeps going up, the revenues are not going to be able to keep up with it.
They're not going to be able to
outpace
it.
Yeah, and I don't care how you tax.
Right.
You can turn around and tax everybody 100%, and it won't be able to keep up. And so it is. It's a situation where we got the revenues coming into the government side taken care of quite well. Now we need to take care of the spending side, and that's where we need more people, like, say, for instance, Mike Miller, who knows how to balance a budget, knows he can't do that in a federal budget but he understands how you deal with budget issues and how government spending affects things.
And the thing that I think is important, as we all know, most people don't, but each year there's already a built-in increase into the next year's budgets on all the different departments. And that's exactly right. You got a guy like Mike Miller. Yeah. He understands this. He's not naive. He's a businessman. Hey, this has to stop because we're doing terrific on the revenue side. But we must stop the bleeding.
And he comes from a state where they have to do it, so the government shows that it can be done.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the lesson from Florida. It can be done.
And the wrong lesson is what comes from Illinois, California, and what we like to term as the blue states.
Right, right. Okay, I tell you what, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about this Jamal Khashoggi and Horseface and what they have.
Chris, you're going to be in trouble with me too, buddy. You know, I mean,
We're going to talk about that and Pocahontas and a whole lot more right here on the show tonight. You got the American Adversaries on a Trump 2020 Club Tuesday presented by Sutherland Nissan. That's OrlandoNissan.com. We'll be right back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Hey, Central Florida, Dave Ramsey here. When you need advice on your taxes and want to work with someone who has the heart of a teacher, you need to see Larry Herring, CPA. He's one of our tax-endorsed local providers, and he's ready to talk with you about all your income tax needs. Larry Herring will help you manage your taxes just like any other expense. Take it from me, Larry is your guy. 407-647-7777 or at herringcpa.com.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080. The most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
You have a crash at 434 at Kennedy Boulevard that is contributing to slowdowns in that area. You also have a crash at Curry Ford at Crystal Lake Drive that's got some slow-and-go traffic there. The Michigan Street ramp is closed right now due to construction, and I-4 slowdowns start at Fairbanks Avenue all the way past downtown. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer Traffic Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
I think old Elizabeth Warren feels like both sides are against her right now.
Well, you know what? She's not going to get any of Trump's wampum. I can assure you that, my friend.
That's right. By the way, I got this from Frank today. He said that he had heard that was on the internet or something that Mike McBath is 1/1024th Ohio State blood.
Oh, boy. Yeah, my parents were drinking heavy when they were up there before I was here on Earth. Knew Frank would return, something would be coming. I don't know what and when, but it arrived already.
There you go.
Oh, boy.
So Elizabeth Warren is catching it from both sides. Liberals and conservatives are fed up with her and this nonsense. And here's the sad part of this story, right? And I think President Trump, I may have actually mentioned this at some point or tweeted about it. Mm-hmm. Seems like I remember that. But the sad part about this, you know, because she wouldn't have gone to Harvard were it not for claiming that she was part Native American.
Right. Native American Indian.
Right.
Indian.
Right.
Not Native, yeah.
And evidently Harvard asked for no proof whatsoever.
That's great.
Maybe somebody in admissions gave her the idea. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But what it really means is that someone that was really eligible for affirmative action, if you're going to have the plan, you know, then that means that some either Native American or black person or who knows, Hispanic,
she stole
Chinese.
A job from a minority, someone that she's out there with the Democratic Party protecting.
Yeah, but didn't she use this to go to school there too?
Yeah.
And the University of Pennsylvania?
I mean, she is so disgusting. I don't know how one person could pull the lever when you see this person is an outright crook. And did you see the other day, and I know how this works, she contributed you'll like this. On her income tax form, she gave $50,000 worth of clothes to, you know, whatever charity, and she took a $50,000 write-off. You must, you know, she doesn't look like she dresses very well to me. If anything, she ought to put a bag over her head.
I tell you, I wouldn't touch her used clothes without having asbestos gloves on.
Oh, my God. You know,
the thick ones, like welders use, right?
Yeah, $50,000 she wrote off, and this is a true story, from her income tax on clothes contributions. Wow, what a dog.
Oh, you know, imagine that. What is this? Oh, that's Elizabeth Warren's bra. Ah! Don't touch it.
We're going to clear this place out. You know, start talking loud.
Take
you
it out back mean? And burn it.
Oh,
my Lord.
That's right by Hillary Clinton's tent. Oh, my God. We've got to get out of here, you know?
But this is a gift for the Republicans and for President Trump, I'll tell you what. And that's why the liberals are mad at her. Plus the fact that this doesn't amount to squat for to say she is less Native American than the average European. I mean, they don't come much whiter than her.
You are probably more than she is, in all seriousness. You know what I mean? In the sense of
I know we got family that came from the northeast part of Georgia, where the Cherokee tribe still to this day has a big reservation.
I'm betting on you. One-on-one. Let's get it on, Liz.
And we have family lore, too,
right?
that my grandfather's, on my mom's side, my mom's dad, his mother was a Cherokee. Now, you look at their two pictures, my mom's dad and his mother, you'd swear to God. I mean, they could easily have been extras in a movie playing Indian parts. My grandfather especially, he looks like an Indian chief.
Chris, you're starting to recognize the money she made by lying. I can see the direction you're going.
And
where did you apply today, Chris?
And people, and I've never used that. By the way, we looked into it. We looked into it years ago.
I'm sure you did. And
we
her.
Found out what is everybody else is finding out now because of this, and that is that if you weren't already in the books as far as being in the tribe, it doesn't matter what your blood shows.
Right.
All right. She could have come back 100% Cherokee, but because she's not in the book, they would not accept her in the tribe. And they said as much without saying 100%. They said as much with their statement yesterday when they said this DNA stuff is nonsense and this is a total sham, and basically asked her to butt out, as well as a lot of other Native American tribes are asking her to butt out. You know, we're not playing this gender identity business where you can decide who or what
Any
you want to be.
Yeah.
No, we're not going to play this as Native Americans. And I'll say this, they got a whole lot more sense than a whole lot of other white Americans do who are preaching this nonsense.
Could you imagine, though, if people really took up what she said, then we could just go apply a college under affirmative action under whatever color is most discriminated against.
Exactly.
I think maybe I'll do that. I'll get into Harvard.
And that's the point that Native Americans are making. Anybody can go around and claim if they want to be this or want to be that. And that's all this woman did. And
now,
yet, because
she is garbage, and I mean that, you
she
can't
got away
insult
with it.
Somebody enough that did that. To I just think of the person who lost their job at Harvard because of this scumbag,
or didn't get it,
or didn't get it,
or didn't go to
I
school
mean, a
there, or whatever.
And she stole it, and the people of Massachusetts, Ted Kennedy's home state, they all voted her in.
Well, here's the thing. That's probably going on now because you got some fool out there, you know, strutting around, totally male gender, but he's going to be a woman, so he's going to get
some type of
like
contract.
Like that guy that won the world championship bicycle race.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Right?
Yep.
It's just the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah.
You know, and so she had proved a long time ago you can get away with this nonsense.
Yeah, that's
until now.
Not good.
Until now. All right.
Well, we need her because she's exposing everything. Boy, does she and her associates look like fools.
Yeah, so we're going to pick this up on the other side also, Khashoggi and Horse Face. So we got it all right here tonight.
Horse
and
face.
A contest challenge for you for Thursday night. Don't forget it is Trump 2020 Club Tuesday. We'd love you to join the club if you haven't already. Just go to Trump 2020 Club on Facebook and you can like
Randy's
and sign up
here.
Right Facebook and you can
well,
like
Randy's
and sign
not
up right
here
there.
To mess my contest up, you know.
I'm sure he's at home taking
understand.
Notes.
This one. Will you explain
I'm sure he's all taking notes. We'll be right back.
At AM 660, The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Val Dior. U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham says he believes Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman had a U.S.-based journalist murdered in the Saudi consulate in Turkey and has tainted his country as a result. The influential Republican and ally of President Trump says the Crown Prince has got to go. Graham says he will not return to Saudi Arabia while the prince is in power. Turkish forensic teams searched the Saudi consulate earlier today, 2 weeks after Khashoggi vanished. Turkish officials fear Saudi agents killed him in the consulate and disposed of his body. The big Senate race in Texas between Republican Senator Ted Cruz and Democrat challenger Beto O'Rourke. They will debate tonight in San Antonio. Now, the polls are in favor of Cruz, though most polls, that is, show still only a single-digit lead over his Democrat opponent. On Wall Street, the Dow ending up 548 to 25,798. For more, visit SRNnews.com.
And the latest answer traffic now.
Disney has a new pricing model that includes an online planning platform. The new pricing will depend on the day. You can get a single day pass for a single park that can cost you as little as $109 to as much as $129 for all four parks. That is up from the old range, which is $102 to $109. If you go on DisneyWorld.com, you can actually buy tickets and even see when the lowest months are. Currently, the lowest price months are January, February, April, August, and September. Out of the Space Coast, we have another launch slated with a window that starts just after midnight tonight. The window starts at 12:15 a.m., and weather officials say that there's a 20% chance of a weather delay. The rocket is the most powerful version of the United Launch Alliance's workhorse rocket, the Atlas V. On board is an Air Force high-frequency satellite of a six-satellite network that costs $15 billion. This is the last launch this year for the United Launch Alliance. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer News Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Hi, my name is Wayne Lipnitsky, and I am running for Congress, U.S. House, District 9, and I am a veteran with a voice. It is my intent to give a voice to those who have been ignored under this district's current representation. We need your help. My opponent, Darren Soto, wants to raise your taxes, leave the border unsecured, and stifle our local economy. This election is of national importance. Please get involved in our campaign by visiting our website, WayneForUSCongress.com. That is WayneForUSCongress.com. My name is Wayne Lipnitsky, and I approve this message.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Jana Shepherd, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
Your life is an important one, and here at FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer, we're interested in hearing about how the station is making a direct and positive impact on your life. Each day, our station and our host enter your busy world of responsibilities, challenges, and desires for personal growth. And every day, it's our wish that what you hear positively affects you and your family. We may be your main source for much-needed information, or we may provide you with a perspective about the news that is truthful and timely. Maybe it's giving you unique insights at just the right time. These interactions happen regularly, and we would love for you to tell us about it. Here's what we'd want you to do. Record a video message on a camera or mobile device and share your story with us. And for simply sharing your impact story with us, you'll automatically be eligible to win a grand prize of an Apple iPad Pro and an Apple Pencil. You'll have until October 23rd to share your story. So do it today. Visit theanswerorlando.com, theanswerorlando.com, and use the keyword story for all details,
the contest rules,
and to submit your video.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
You have a crash at Princeton and Hiawassee, and you have I-4 slowdowns that start at Longwood until after downtown. You also have a crash on I-4 east with the shoulder block before Princeton at mile marker 85 with slow and go traffic there. And the 408 east is congested from I-4 till John Young Parkway. I'm Zwayne, and that's your answer traffic update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Hey, folks, this is WWE Hall of Famer Hacksaw Jim Duggan. I took on the Iron Sheik from Iran. I took on Nikolai Volkov from the USSR. I took on Andre the Giant from France. I just want you to know, time for more political mayhem with the American adversaries. Tough guy, how about a ho?
All right, and away we go with the second half of the first hour of tonight's show. Thanks for tuning in to Trump 2020 Club Tuesday, American Adversaries style. Got the chairman of the board, Mike McBath, in the studio with myself, Christopher Hart. Once again, if you're just tuning in, Randy Ross would normally be with us. He had planned to be with us, but he's injured his foot and was instructed by the doctor to stay off of it, so we hope to have him in on Thursday.
Maybe
with
we
us.
Should send him some Grey Goose vodka to help him feel better.
Maybe. You
know, or he could just pour it on his ankle.
Maybe. And now, he is still, however, organizing the I-4 to the Panhandle drive, where this Thursday and Friday we're going to have you folks, as many of you as we can, drop off items like cleaning items, not hygienic items like cleaning your body, but right. also items like cleaning a yard, like heavy-duty trash bags.
Yeah.
Maybe brooms, rakes, that sort of thing. And
saws.
And, yeah,
right?
And we'll have some other things. And but it's you know, primarily, once again, it is general hygiene items, diapers, things of this nature. And the drop-off will be Thursday and Friday. We'll give you the location, but you can begin to plan on it. Thursday and Friday will be the drop-off, and Saturday is when they're planning to have the truck go up there. And if that any of that changes, we'll certainly let you know. And
can it be trucks with an S?
It possibly can. Depends okay. on how much stuff comes in.
Hopefully trucks.
And it'll be easy to load because mm-hmm. it'll be right into the back of the truck. And then as soon as the thing's full, off she goes. So he's working hard on that. And then once again, we'll be getting you more details on that. And you can always go to Trump 2020 Club on Facebook and sign up. And you'll get all these alerts and details for everything that the Trump 2020 Club is up to. So that's why Randy is not in the studio with us tonight. 407-774-8255 is the number. One last thing about this Pocahontas thing, and that's our take on it. I know there's a lot of variations mm-hmm. on the Pocahontas theme, mm-hmm. but Pocahontas is this... It reminds me once again of this article, and I don't think I've talked about it since you've been on the show, Mike, last, because the article came out Friday in the New York Times. One of their writers there did a study of off-year election, non-presidential year
right.
elections,
right.
Midterm elections, mm-hmm. like we're facing right here in 3 weeks from today, ladies and gentlemen. Early voting starts Monday.
Mike Miller,
David Smith, Rick Scott, Ron DeSantis.
That's right. We'll go right down that line.
Ashley Moody.
You got it.
And the gist of the article was, and it's good news and it's mm-hmm. bad news, okay? The bad news is in the off-year midterm elections, people don't vote as heavily on the economy as they do in the presidential year elections. Now, he doesn't say why. I think I've thought about that myself, and I wondered why. And I think the reason primarily is why is because most people view the presidency as primarily responsible for the economy. And if the
right.
president's not up for election, then the economy's not first and foremost in your mind.
But if you've ever had such a booming economy like we've gone through in the last two years.
They went back numerous
right.
election cycles, and they saw that whether the economy was good or bad, there was always an overriding issue that trumped it,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so they went back and they looked, and the overriding issue was never the same thing. It could have been, say, gun control,
okay.
or it could have been women in politics because of Bill Clinton. And, you know, in the off year, you know, you had women flocking into politics after George Bush got elected. So there were always these overriding issues. And this is what brings me back to Pocahontas and the Kavanaugh thing. Those are the overriding issues. If you remember, the polls kind of were certainly looking.
Yeah, they were close.
In these, a lot of these Senate races, then you get this overriding. And that was when everybody knew about the economy. We've heard all the great numbers and everything. And all of a sudden, Kavanaugh, kaboom. These Senate races turn on a dime. And now you got Republicans and Heidkamp race. And
with
races,
Sally out in Arizona.
Even old Heller in Nevada.
That's amazing. He's running up by like 7-8 points above his competition.
Yeah, and he was neck and neck with him. He was running behind this guy for a while.
Wow.
The overriding issue is people are sick and tired of these doggone Democrats and all of this nonsense, and that's where I think Pocahontas kind of underscores Kavanaugh.
She's the icing on the cake.
Indeed,
she brings out how corrupt and morally bankrupt this whole group of people are, and it's just too obvious. We want to thank you because it's so obvious what you've done. We don't even have to, you can't hide behind anything. You're exposed.
Yeah.
You're done.
Now, I don't think that Trump owes her any $1 million because she did not.
Anything.
He told her she would have to prove she's an Indian. She did not. If anything, she proved she is not.
Right.
That the average person, and by the way, just one, I know I said before, one last thing. This is one final thing on this. I was reading an article, I believe it was Sunday's paper, having to do with IDing criminals and using DNA evidence to ID criminals.
Right.
And about 1 million people so far have voluntarily had their DNA test done.
Right.
In America, United States, about 1 million people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They say when they get to 3 million people, having given up, you know, given DNA tests, that will be a large enough sample that they will know pretty much precisely be able to identify everyone. It's because of the commonalities and the things in the various DNAs. In other words, they will begin to be able to predict from the 3 million samples the other 300 and some odd million of us.
What is the
our DNA?
What does it take to do a DNA test? Do they just scrape a piece of skin? Do they
basically anything? Generally, the way the tests do it is they send you a swab you swab the inside of your cheek. Because the cells in there will come off easily.
If you can be that accurate and resolve that many crimes and everything, you wonder why we, 3 million, that's no big deal.
Well, you have to wait till you get to the 3 million. But that's kind of scary, though, in a way, isn't it?
Well, yeah, you know.
You know, they don't even need to test your DNA when they'll already pretty much know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Big Brother's watching you.
So, as I said, though, this is an overriding issue. As you said, icing on the cake, a reminder, if people were beginning to forget the nastiness of the Democrats and how low they'll go.
And you know what's amazing? They keep fighting it on TV. This is like the Kavanaugh thing. Give up. You got a loser argument. You got a real loser.
No, we don't want him to give up.
Keep bringing it up. Fight into next week. I believe she's an Indian. I think it's so unfair that these Republicans, you know.
This is the perverse nature of politics, don't you see?
Yeah.
We want her out there doing this. We want Hillary Clinton out there sticking that big old foot in that big old mouth.
Oof.
We want this.
Oof. Yeah.
As long as she can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let go. All right, let's go to Rick, who wants to talk about Khashoggi. How you doing, Rick? Thank you for calling tonight.
Hi. You're welcome. But, you know, thank you for, you know, having your show and keeping us entertained and informed.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah.
Here's, you know, and I know I have a kind of a serious tone, but because it's a serious subject with the Khashoggi thing.
Indeed.
Simply because I don't hear the left... I didn't hear the left with any kind of similar outrage when Christopher Stevens on sovereign American territory, which is what our consulates and embassies are, there was just no outrage from the left when that happened. They were just trying to cover it up as best they could, and then ultimately they couldn't. But you know. They're treating Khashoggi, who obviously is somebody's son, somebody's brother, somebody's father, possibly, and what have you. But, you know, so it's a human life regardless. But, you know, he is a Saudi national, and he walked into Saudi soil at that consulate.
Yeah, okay? In essence, that's
And he knew that he was in jeopardy. He knew he was in jeopardy. okay? And he still chose to walk into that Saudi soil in Turkey.
Yeah.
But you know what? When our guys were raided by a mob supposedly inflamed by a video,
right.
You know, I mean, I have to laugh because it's the most absurd excuse I ever heard.
Right.
Okay.
The so-called video.
You know.
Yeah. And they stuck that guy in jail.
You know.
And
you hear the left. Oh no. You know. Trump is covering for this or that or the other. Trump is in cahoots with MSB or whatever, MBS or whatever.
Well, you got several things going on, but you're right about the hypocrisy. You're absolutely right about that.
I mean, I think that's terrific, Rick. That's great.
But here's what's going on. You know, Trump goes to these rallies all the time. Mm-hmm. He talks about the fake news, these fake news people back there. You know, these fake news and all that. And for months, we've been hearing periodically the left talking about how they're scared that something is going to happen to a journalist. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
Something,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to be because of Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And so that's why they're making a big deal out of this. It's because, he's supposedly a journalist. He's not a journalist, by the way. He was an opinion writer. Okay, he wrote opinion pieces.
So he worked on CNN?
Washington Post.
Yeah.
And but you see now, especially since yesterday, Trump said, as he was holding the umbrella heading to Florida, he said, I talked to the king, and the king adamantly said he didn't know anything about it. Perhaps it was rogue agents or something like that. We just don't know. So now today, you know, starting yesterday with CNN, and then today, the story has been Saudi Arabia is planning to tell people that it was an interrogation gone bad by rogue agents. Trump is involved in the cover-up.
Oh,
they're trying to equate the murder of this guy, if he was murdered, we still don't really know for sure, assuming he was, the murder of this guy with Trump's going out, you know, calling them fake news people. Mm-hmm. So there's that angle of it. And there's the angle, as I said, they want him to be known simply as a journalist. But as we talked with Abe Katzman yesterday, we found out that his uncle or his cousin, I believe it was his uncle, was Adnan Khashoggi. Right, who used to be
one of the biggest arms dealers ever existed on the planet.
Right, right. And when we say arms dealers, we're talking about illegal arms dealers. We're talking about smuggling weapons, doing things that governments can't do because it's done on the sly. And sometimes for good or sometimes for bad. He might have been involved in getting some of the weapons from Charlie Wilson into Afghanistan. That's the kind of thing he would do. You know, when the American government didn't want to be seen selling weapons.
Yeah, covert operations.
Exactly. Yeah. And then there was some, evidently, there's some stories in the Middle East that he may have been a spy. And then the big L. Rush Fuzzbo was talking about a story today where he may have been involved in the wrong end of politics in Saudi Arabia. I talked about this a little bit yesterday. I'm not going to go too much depth today. But Saudi Arabia is dominated by the Wahhabi tribe. That's the largest part of their population over there. Mm-hmm. Now, they're not part of the royal family, per se. However, the royal family has to answer to them. And the new guy, this MBS, Mohammed bin Salman, the crown prince, one of the sons of the king, is trying to change that dynamic. And the Wahhabis know it, and they don't like it. And the thinking is that that at least the government may have thought that Khashoggi was somehow perhaps doing what his uncle used to do, maybe in setting up some kind of arms deals or spying or something like that. But he was not just being a journalist. However,
well, he wasn't too smart walking into
sovereign
Saudi territory.
It wasn't, but it wasn't real smart the way they handled it either. But it was probably a rendition operation where they wanted to take him into custody and take him back to Saudi Arabia where they would really interrogate him. I can't imagine that they would want to interrogate him in the consulate there because the way they do it, it can get kind of nasty. Let's face it.
Right.
And he may have struggled or something, maybe had a heart attack or hit his head. Maybe one of them punched him or something, and he ends up being dead, and then they don't know what to do. because he's dead. And it's obvious that
chopped him up, right?
And well, somehow they, last week, Abe, we kind of joked about it, they had a bone.
Oh, that's a good joke.
Supposedly had it. All of this yet, remember, we have to remember, it's all still speculation.
Right.
We really do not yet, as of yet, know what has happened. Now, the Turks keep leaking out these, or dripping out these little bitty stories they leaked out today that are announced today. That they were able to come up with more, quote unquote, more evidence when they went into the consulate. So I don't know. They had plenty of time to try to clean the consulate. But if you ever watch these forensic files show, that it can be very difficult if it's a messy. I mean, if you've hacked up a body,
Think they could pick that up hard, so easy.
It's hard to get all the residue out.
Right.
So but what we see with the left and with the media is they're trying to tie the murder of this guy directly to President Trump. So it goes beyond hypocrisy, I'm afraid, Rick. But thank you so much.
Well, listen, on a more serious note, I actually I've been swabbed and I had my DNA checked.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
And found out that about 15 generations ago, one of my relatives was abducted by aliens and impregnated.
Oh.
And I'm part Plutonian.
Hey, that's why you enjoy our show. We're way out there, buddy.
Well, he had to send that out to Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah,
email
there
it
you
out
go.
To her.
There you go. I tell you, he's as much Plutonian as she is Cherokee Indian. I'll
that's
tell you
exactly
that right now.
Right. Yeah.
God bless you, Rick.
Guys,
thank you so much.
Okay, love you guys.
Love you, man.
You know
thank
what
you.
Amazes
you
me,
you
though, Chris, when you think about this. Certainly, this is one man lives, but you think that you'd like to believe that all lives are equal and everything. So, one guy dies. How many were shot in Chicago this weekend?
Yeah.
And
The
left is so concerned about this guy, but they've never given a concern when 8 to 9 people die every single weekend.
If they ever find a way to blame that on Trump, you'll hear about it every
right
week.
In the middle. That's
you'll
what
get
I'm
a
saying.
Count every week. I mean, you'll get a running tally from when he was first blamed with
and
it.
And honestly, I believe this story just is too boring.
It's got a lot of intrigue.
It has intrigue, but I bet you it can't carry.
But here's the problem. Here's the problem. It will stick. Yeah. And see, that's the mistake that Abe admitted to last night, is he didn't think it was going to go anywhere either. Here's the problem with this. As I said, the media is going to try with all of their might to hang this on Trump somehow. And then you got people in Senate like Lindsey Graham this morning say he's done with NBS.
Right.
He'll never have anything to do with him again. He'll never go to Saudi Arabia again until they have a new crown prince. Now, that is not at all helpful.
Well, how about that Seth kid that was walking down the street in Washington that was 27?
Well, I mean, we can always play the game.
Yeah.
But let's just look at this in stark terms.
Mm-hmm.
That too many people are jumping to too many conclusions with too few facts. Now, it does look like something went awry. It looks like somebody at some high level in the Saudi Arabian government had something to do with it. That is about all we know, other than that Khashoggi is at the heart of it. And that's about it. And until we know something more, I don't think Lindsey Graham or anybody else needs to go diving off saying, I'm done with the crown prince.
Yeah, I mean, that just seemed way too early. Way too premature.
Especially with all of the progress that has been shown
realignment
of the Middle East since President Trump took office and the Saudi Arabians took note of Iran and what was going on down there. Right? So this could mess up a whole lot of things because too many people are jumping to too many conclusions, which is what we try not to do. All right, when we come back, we're going to give you a contest challenge for Thursday night and remind you about a couple of other challenges going on. And did you hear about millennials? Do they like houses or do they like spouses? We'll tell you which one they prefer when we come back with more of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer. The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
Do you suffer from back pain? Have trouble sleeping? Do you ever wish you could get a truly great night's sleep or have your own massage on demand? For 51 years, Relax and Comfort has helped people sit, sleep, and feel better every day. See why ABC, CBS, and Fox are talking about the new X10 bed. It's the perfect marriage of a Sleep Number bed and a Tempur-Pedic bed. Its cool gel memory foam comfort layers are totally adjustable from ultra soft to ultra firm for each side. Add a zero gravity base and you'll have hundreds of healthy and relaxing positions for you and your partner. Save thousands over the leading national brands. With the sustainable X10 design, you'll never need to buy another bed. Get the world's best adjustable beds and massage chairs at no interest, 0% financing. That's less than $5 a day to own. Relax in Comfort, family owned and operated over 50 years, has stores in Winter Park, Sanford, Windermere, and the Villages. Learn more, visit relaxandcomfort.com. Call 321-329-3118. That's 321-329-3118.
Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
You have a crash on I-4 East with the shoulder block before Princeton on mile marker 85 with slow-and-go traffic. You also have a crash at Princeton and Hiawassee. 408 East is congested from I-4 to John Young Parkway, and your I-4 slowdown started Longwood until after downtown. I'm Zwayne, and that's your answer traffic update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, the answer.
All right, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen, American Adversaries. They did a study recently and found out that millennials are buying houses faster than they are getting married. So they prefer a house to a spouse.
Well, how do you lose money faster, getting married or buying a house that you don't have the payment ability?
I don't know. But speaking of houses, would you like to pick your neighbors?
Here we go. This is our contest this week. If, Randy, you're listening, I want you to sit down, think about it, maybe tape it, and sleep on it overnight. What we're doing is, you heard that phrase, love thy neighbor. Well, if you could select your neighbor, who would it be?
Choose
your own neighbor. And what we want you to do
anybody.
Is, it could be anybody. I mean, politician, movie star, whatever.
Stormy Daniels.
Now, we go to examples. I would like to select one of my favorite politicians, Adam Schiff, as my neighbor.
Adam Schiff?
Yeah, Shifty Schiff. You know, we haven't seen much of him lately.
Why would you want him as a neighbor?
The reason I would like him as a neighbor is I have three horses, and every day they could walk onto his front yard, deliver a deposit, and then Adam could realize He delivered to the American people the same thing for the last couple years.
Okay.
So I hope Adam Schiff decides to move in next door to me, because we'll be depositing there to make up for what he did to the American people.
All right. So
that's
choose
my neighbor.
Your neighbor.
Come up with your neighbor. Choose your neighbor.
Choose your neighbor. You got a great prize package for that as well. Don't forget to check out the great prize package for the raffle drawing we're going to do it November the 7th. And that's go to our website, AmericanAdversaries.com. And right there on the homepage, all you got to do is sign up. And it's real easy to do. And that's AmericanAdversaries.com right there on the homepage. And the raffle drawing will be held November the 7th. And you can join us for the raffle drawing live remote broadcast from Kittenland
Amazing
Park
prizes.
In Apopka.
Wow.
That's right. We'll be back with more.
News, opinion, passion. Opinion, passion. FM 105.5 AM 660. The Answer. WORL. Altamont Springs. Orlando. A service of Salem Media Group.
It's 6 o'clock.
Your news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Val Dior in Dallas. Several Democrats appear to be gearing up for a 2020 presidential run, even before this year's midterm elections.
There's been recent activity among Democrats who may be hoping to face President Trump 2 years from now. Senator Elizabeth Warren this week tried to defuse controversy over her ancestry by releasing a DNA analysis. Senator Cory Booker spoke to a large crowd in Iowa after the Kavanaugh confirmation vote, and former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg was in New Hampshire over the weekend, just days after he re-registered as a Democrat.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston reporting. President Trump will rally for GOP candidates in several critical western states later this week. He'll stop in Montana, Arizona, and Nevada. Also at townhall.com, the disappearance and alleged murder of Saudi writer Jamal Khashoggi has captured the attention of the United Nations. UN spokesman Rupert Colville.
The High Commissioner is urging the authorities of both countries, and I quote her at this point, to ensure that no further obstacles are placed in the way of a prompt, thorough, effective, impartial, and transparent investigation.
Saudi writer Jamal Khashoggi vanished 2 weeks ago during a visit to the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. Officials say 16 people died in Florida because of Hurricane Michael, doubling the numbers of deaths in the state the Associated Press had previously attributed to last week's storm. Florida officials announced the state's updated death toll today. Round two, the second debate between Republican Senator Ted Cruz and Democrat challenger Beto O'Rourke in Texas. They'll debate tonight in San Antonio. The polls are in favor of Ted Cruz, though most polls show still only a single-digit lead over his Democrat opponent. On Wall Street, the Dow ending up 548 to 25,798. NASDAQ ending up 215. S&P ending up 59. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Janice Shepard, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
And the latest answer traffic now.
Disney has a new pricing model that includes an online planning platform. The new pricing will depend on the day. You can get a single day pass for a single park that can cost you as little as $109 to as much as $129 for all four parks. That is up from the old range, which is $102 to $109. If you go on DisneyWorld.com, you can actually buy tickets and even see when the lowest months are. Currently, the lowest price months are January, February, April, August, and September. Out of the Space Ghost, we have another launch slated with a window that starts just after midnight tonight. The window starts at 12:15 a.m., and weather officials say that there's a 20% chance of a weather delay. The rocket is the most powerful version of the United Launch Alliance's workhorse rocket, the Atlas V. On board is an Air Force high-frequency satellite of a six-satellite network that costs $15 billion. This is the last launch this year for the United Launch Alliance. I'm Zwain, and that's your Answer News Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
You have a crash on I-4 East with the shoulder block before Princeton on mile marker 85 with slow and go traffic. You also have a crash at Princeton and Hiawassee. 408 East is congested from I-4 to John Young Parkway, and your I-4 slowdown start at Longwood until after downtown. I'm Zwain, and that's your answer traffic update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer. AccuWeather Forecast.
This evening will be clear to partly cloudy and humid with a low of 74. Partly sunny, warm and humid tomorrow. High Wednesday, 93. Then Thursday will be sunny to partly cloudy, humid and remaining warm with a high of 89. Partly cloudy on Friday with a shower or thunderstorm around. High 86. I'm Holly Holdren, FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
With an outdated website and poor Google rankings, your competition is getting your potential customers. You need a marketing company who treats you like family. At JJC Marketing Solutions, we provide state-of-the-art websites, search engine optimization, and social media campaigns that work. Call me, Matt Buff, at 321-765-7710 and mention this ad to get your first month free. At JJC Marketing Solutions, we will make your website awesome again. We will make your social media work again. And yes, we will make your online marketing great again. Visit JJCMarketingSolutions.com or call 321-765-7710 today.
Ladies and gentlemen, sit it right up.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the Earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see the elephant! When I'm a roll on a honey.
Welcome to hour number two of the American Adversaries Radio Show on a Trump 2020 Club Tuesday. Are you ready to go? All right, thanks for tuning in. Once again, we're here. We're live on FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Of course, you can always hit the Listen Live button at our brand new website, AmericanAdversaries.com. You keep hitting that book over there.
I know. People I'm can thinking hear that. About Pocahontas.
All right. Okay. All right. And 407-774-8255 is the number for the Relax and Comfort Studios. If you would like to join us, we appreciate, as I said, you being out there. That is the chairman of the board, Mike McBath, hammering his gavel down over there.
I know.
I am the philosopher, political mad scientist, Christopher Hart. Jeff's on the bridge, and we're ready to go. Once again, we're not up on the Facebook page today. We got our brand new piece of equipment. We're getting in the process of getting it hooked up and all that good stuff. And we'll have it back up again some point this week, and it'll be much better reception for you folks. All right. So, once again, we had a great day on the market today, or on Wall Street, I should say. The jobs numbers are fantastic. It couldn't be better.
And you know the great thing about it,
well,
Chris,
I guess
is,
it can always be better, but as you it's know, pretty good.
Last week, all of Wall Street, all the people on TV were harbingers of bad news. Now they immediately turn today. The market goes skyrocketing. We see again the economic reports that we said would be appearing this week and next week.
Yep.
The earnings have been absolutely fantastic. The fundamentals of the economy are all in place, and we will get a continuous rebound. And it's a case that's why we need the Mike Miller's right, and the Republicans in office. Get out and vote today.
Well, speaking of...
Oh, he's on the line.
Somebody who likes to tout all this good stuff and that is going on is Mike Miller, and we've got him on the line with us right now. He's out stumping for votes. How you doing tonight, Mike?
I'm doing terrific. And let me just reiterate what the chairman of the board there, Mike, said. You know, not only are the fundamentals of the market good, but that's why we had that sell-off last week, too. We're starting to see all facets of the market. Now, hey, listen, you want to buy a bond? You want to get into long-term, you know, CDs? All of those things are rising. And that's where I think you see people saying, well, listen, I'm in the market, but I can diversify now, lessen my risk, and still make money. And by the way, that is ultimately what I think is what makes America so wonderful now is we have multiple places to invest in our country that will return return on your investment and make it even stronger. So Mike is spot on. He's an economics guy. And that's why we saw the markets today are moving, because everybody is now diversifying their portfolios, in not just in stocks, but in all other facets, and they're doing very well.
You know, Mike, as you mentioned, too, we have a big safety window out there now because, just an example, three-year CDs, you're getting over 3%. Well, you know, 3% right, without any stress, you know, that's a pretty handsome return without taking virtually any risk. And then, you know, next year it's a two-year CD at 3%. So you really have liquidity, too. And you can be in the market. So that's the ultimate Bingo. Combination for a person that's retired based upon what percentage they allocate. But you are so Bingo. Right. And I think we got to be so appreciative of having an economy like this. And we want to keep the economy like this. So we need the right people in office, Mike.
And that brings us to the election, because you have, you know, you've been very outspoken about how well things are going right now. And that's why you should be elected, right?
Right. I think my best advice to people now, the election is 3 weeks from today, turn off the TV and look out the window. Because what you're going to see is cranes building new buildings. You're going to see people buying new cars. You're going to see businesses, you know, starting in some of these storefronts that sadly have been vacant for a long time. And that's what we are seeing. If you watch TV, you get caught up in all the crazy distractions that Democrats and other people don't want you to think about. And that is, we are doing so much better as a country, and economically, if we do well, the world does well. And that's as simple as looking out your window and looking at everybody with a new suit, a new car, and a new job. Those are the realities.
Well, I tell you what, speaking of TV, I caught you on TV on Sunday, that hour-long debate Greg Warmoth hosted and moderated between you and your opponent, Murphy. And I thought you were very effective in making your case and making the case that we have an excellent economy going right now. This is no time to, you know, go back on the tax cuts or any of that stuff. And you were adamant about securing the border. And your opponent, it was interesting that she kept trying to distance herself from Democrats. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, Chris, thank you. Because two things happened in that debate. One, every single subject that Greg Warmoth asked, she had a response that resulted in, we need more government to do this. We need more government to do it. It was
That's
every
right.
response.
That's right.
And then the other piece was, yes, I asked simple questions, but like, you know, Nancy Pelosi and you vote together 90% of the time. So, you know, you support her, and she equivocated. And then I asked her another question about, you know, would you support a Republican ideal if it became? No, you know, she kind of back and forth. She was very much on her talking point. She was very rehearsed. And that was for the first time I had actually really seen her and how she reacted to the questions about which direction our country should be going in. It wasn't in a direction of less government, less taxation. It was the opposite. So I, for the first part of the debate, you can see I was a little surprised because I said, she's showing her true beliefs.
Yeah.
And then she realized it about halfway through the debate, and then she tried to hide a little bit, you know, who she's supporting for speaker and this and that. But the truth was on the table. She is for more government, and that is what she would do if she got reelected. And now, more than ever, guys have been great to me to have me on so many times. But now we are in the window of you've got to realize she will look for government intrusion everywhere, and we've got to stop that.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, she seemed a little put off by the fact that you kept exposing the fact that she was with the Democrats virtually all the time.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I got under her skin a little bit because I believe.
Yeah.
No, that's great. You did the right thing because that's your job. And I believe the fact that you separated herself, in other words, you want more government, less government, and keep pounding that home. The people just sit there and go, you know, the guy's right.
Hey, yeah. Go ahead.
You did a great job.
Go ahead, Mike.
No, that's right. Mike's right. I was trying to be simple because, you know, and this is the other thing that Democrats do, too. They have you look at the shiny object instead of look at the bottom line, which is what we've been talking about. You know, the economic indicators are indisputable. And if you can stay there, their argument basically falls flat. And I know that frustrated her because I know she wanted to get into more government intrusion and government control. And she tried to get Greg Warmoth. And a couple of times I had to look at Greg like, really, you're not going to go that way because you know that that's going to cost you more tax money, too. And he has a nice job. So I was just thinking to myself, we've got as a community right now to get out the votes. Why you guys are so important to this process. And that is the word on the street is Republicans must turn out. If that happens, people like Murphy can't get reelected.
Yeah, and I must say that the way you conducted yourself, and your demeanor during debate, I thought it was spot on. It's tough. It's tricky for a man to debate a woman if the man is a Republican and the woman is a Democrat. It's easy if it's the other way around, because you know anything that you do that can be misconstrued as being rude to a woman or the Me Too or whatever. And you were just, I mean, a couple of times I felt like she was sort of trying to get you to react.
Bait him.
Yeah,
tried to bait
and
him.
And you just stayed on message. You stayed cheerful. You stayed focused. You answered the questions to the best of your ability. And do you happen to know, do you have any way of knowing if it has benefited you?
Yeah, I can tell you right now, we have poll numbers that come back that we're in a dead heat. We've moved numbers. We've moved, if you have an opinion of both Murphy and Miller, my number has moved by double digits. So, I mean, it's impactful in that those that are trying to make their decision, they're kind of in that window. You know, I've got obviously a lot of Republicans will vote for me because I have an R next to my name. A lot of D's will vote for her. But there are still movable numbers in independents and some D's and some R's. So when you can make clear distinctions, and thank you, Chris, for the compliment. My parents taught me to be respectful. And they also taught me if you disagree with somebody, speak to the policy and not the person. And that's what we did. And I did that for the hour.
Yep.
She tried to poke me a little bit a couple times. I mean, I'm very proud of my college baseball career. I worked hard to get that scholarship.
You caught that one. You caught that little ding. I have to admit, I probably would have reacted differently. I probably would have taken the bait.
Well, I think there's about 800,000 student-athletes. At one point, McBath was a student-athlete. He'll tell you. It's doubly hard.
You know what? It's twice as hard to go through college if you went to a school that actually is responsible for you studying, because, you know, you
like
put in
both
so
Penn
many
State
hours.
And, Florida. Yeah.
And then the other thing I like what Mike does on TV and all the times you meet with him, he's an enthusiastic. Now, watch this. He's a guy that you can read his enthusiasm. And, you know, people are like animals. They can read people. When I hear somebody speak like him and then, you know, apply his principles to it, pretty exciting. I know where I'm voting. You know?
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate that. Well, it's because I believe it. It's because
right.
it's in my heart. I'm so proud of our country. When you guys do your opening monologue or your opening piece when you talk about Trump's inauguration,
yep.
and you hear how clear and how directed he is in taking over the presidency, that kind of enthusiasm is infectious. And I just think that when I get in front of people and I get in front of potential voters, I want them to know that I believe in the direction of our country. I believe that less government is better for all involved. And I'm just going to shout it from the rooftop. And so I do.
All right. Of course, you being a member of the House here in Florida, had to balance the budget every year. I know we've talked about this a little bit on the show before, but we have some numbers that came out for last fiscal year showing a, what was it, $779 billion
deficit.
However, but record revenues. And I know you'd
yes.
like to get this thing balanced. This is the prime time to do that, isn't it?
Yes, yes, yes. We have got, And we listen, Congresswoman Murphy and I are going to agree to disagree on this one wholeheartedly. I don't think there are politicians on either party that when it comes time to tough decisions, without a balanced budget amendment, without something that's forcing you to say, gosh, I got to make this tough decision because I don't want to tell this lady I can't help her kid or I can't do this. Sometimes you just have to say there isn't the money there. And it's very, very tough to do as a human being. Forget politicians. And I think what's happened in Congress is we've seen, you know, we've done a great job with the tax reform package. We have entitlement spending. We've got to reform those entitlements, but we've got to do them in a respectful way. And once you touch those things, everybody flips out. And honestly, if we're really going to get to the brass tacks of things, we've got to get our spending under control, the long-term projections on Medicare, Medicaid. We got to figure out how we solve those, and then, like you said, Chris, we can take these record revenues, start paying down the debt, get ourselves in budget surpluses, and then America. You talk about making an economy strong. Then we'll be looking at untold growth.
Yeah, and by the way, this can be done relatively, actually, painlessly. Reagan proved that you can make improvements to Medicare and Social Security without pain. So
sure,
it can
sure.
be done.
And by the way,
you just have to have the will to do it. Yeah,
Chris. The most important thing is because this is where things get demagogued. No Republican is saying taking away Social Security. No Republican is
right.
saying taking away your Medicaid or Medicare. That is not what we're saying. We're saying if you do not reform it, it goes away for everybody. And that is a fundamental, clear thing that the Republicans and Democrats, we say fix them. They say, oh, don't touch them. And if you don't yeah. touch them, we have a big problem.
And that's the whole point. In the weird world of politics, if you don't do anything about it, that is going to end up taking it away because
correct.
There won't be the money there to provide.
Mike, I got a question.
Wait, can you hold it? We got to take a break. Mike,
we'll
can you stay with
question,
us another
yeah.
segment?
I'll stick with you. Yep,
okay.
Yep, happy to.
Once again, Mike Miller running for U.S. House District 7, and it's Mike for Congress, isn't it? U.S. Congress?
It's Mike Miller. It's MillerForFlorida.com.
MillerForFlorida.
All spelled out, .com.
Yep. Okay, all right. MillerForFlorida, all spelled out, .com. We'll be right back with more of the show.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Merrily here from Vacation Travel Planners, a member of Cruise Planners, with the latest vacation deals.
Like Bahama cruises from $249 per person. Or how about a 7-night Alaska cruise from $649 per person? On Celebrity Cruises, book a balcony or higher on a 7-night select Caribbean, Europe, or Alaska sailings and receive specialty dinner for two. Get free prepaid gratuities on select sailings with Oceania Cruises. Sandals and Beaches all-inclusive resorts are up to 65% off. Get free prepaid gratuities on select Avalon Waterways River Cruises.
Give us a call at 321-251-4777. That's 321-251-4777. Or visit us at vacationtravelplanners.com. Keep listening to the American Adversaries for new travel specials every week. Bon voyage!
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. Or 07-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
For most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123 or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida. NMLS 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
Ladies and gentlemen, Baltimore's own Iron Man, the man who owns baseball's consecutive game streak, number 8, Cal Ripken.
And we're back with Mike Miller, our own Iron Man here.
Hey, Mike, I got a question for you, and let me know if you think this would have any type of effect to you, but there was an article by Judicial Watch today. It said 3.5 million more registered voters than there are live adults in this country.
Wow.
It was very discouraging, and they pointed out, like in San Diego County, they had 138% registration. Well, how do you have 138% when the public's 100%?
Well, one thing this has to do, evidently, is with illegal immigration.
Oh, certainly. That's where the predominant amount of this problem
exists. Once again,
this
is where you are in stark contrast with your opponent, where you really want to secure that border. And by the way, the way the question was posed to you, you said, we just need to secure the border. It doesn't matter how we do it. We just need to do it, right?
Yeah, and I found out after that debate, because she got a little hot with that, that she actually voted. There was a bill in Congress. I don't have the bill number in front of me, but there was a bill in Congress that would have banned sanctuary cities like we have done every year. I've been in the Florida House. We have said, no way, we're not doing the sanctuary city thing down here.
Right.
She in Congress actually voted for one that would have done it on a federal level, and she said, no, I will not ban sanctuary cities, which, again, if you don't have the rule of law, then you don't have a country. So
no, that's just it. Yeah.
Amazing.
And that's what our country is all about, is the rule of law. That is what the Constitution is. It's a legal document that restricts the government and provides for that rule of law and the basis for it. It's just so perplexing that so many people can't seem to get that.
Let me ask before you ask a question. I love your coming back in with Cal Ripken. I actually watched that game when he broke that consecutive game record. And I cried, and I called my parents. And my parents are like, what's wrong with you? Because they thought maybe I'd been robbed or something.
Cal
Ripken broke the streak.
Yeah.
I mean, it was an amazing moment in America when that man showed you that you can get up and go to work every day. I know he's paid very well for it, but, you know, nobody would have faulted him for taking a day off. And he said, no, you pay me well. I do my job every day. And what a brilliant record.
And that's why he's a great athlete.
I played Little League Baseball, and one of the main things I remember about
Chris.
It is that clay hurts when you fall on it, and the ball hurts when it hits you.
Tough man up, buddy.
Of nicks and jammed fingers and stuff.
Oh, my.
Hey, listen,
you got a guy in the NFL sitting next to you, by the way.
That's it. It was easier playing football. At least the grass is a little softer on the. Let me ask you, and you mentioned the polling. Did this reflect any Kavanaugh effect as well?
Yeah, I think part of it was just the national mood was really, I think America witnessed hysteria versus, you know, the conversation being, you know, presumption of innocence, doing things in an orderly manner, showing decorum. I don't think anybody liked the screaming in the back of the chamber. I don't think anybody liked, I mean, people, maybe not everybody, but most people want to be treated with respect, and they want to watch other people treat each other with respect. I mean, nobody likes to watch people yelling at each other, and that's what we, and finally, when it got to the end stage of the Kavanaugh thing, people said, we've had enough. We have had enough. this gentleman deserves to be on the Supreme Court. We have watched one side in near hysteria, and I think that really moved a lot of people to say, that's not America. That is not America, I think we're seeing it.
Let me make a statement, and you tell me if I'm right or wrong. Mike Miller will go to Congress, and he will represent our community, in particular our conservative values, wholeheartedly with everything he has, but he won't be rude or lewd or crude while he's doing it. Am I right or wrong?
Of course not. Chris, I would say, and it's been a rough year with me losing both my parents, but they would look down from heaven at me and say, what are you doing, Mike? We taught you to be respectful, stand by your principles, work hard for the people that you represent, and do it in a respectful and kind manner. So I would honor the district. I would honor my constituents. I would most of all honor my parents and tell everybody, a listening audience, that I would be honored, and I would respect the rule of law, respect our conservative values, and I would work very hard if I was the next congressman from Central Florida.
All right. Let's talk again next week.
He needs to be, right, Chris?
Yeah.
We got to pump him and keep him moving. We've got to work day and night.
All right. Thank you.
We'll talk to you again next week, Mike. God
bless
you, man.
Really appreciate both of you. Thank you.
You got it.
Good night.
You got it.
Bye.
He's the man for the job.
Bye.
He's the man for the job.
Perfect guy.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Val Dior. 6 days after Hurricane Michael ripped through the Florida panhandle, nearly 137,000 customers remain without power in an 11-county region that stretches from the Gulf of Mexico to the Georgia border. Michael slammed into the region October 10th, nearly a week later. Most people living in small rural counties near the border still do not have power. Officials say 16 people died during the storm. U.S. stocks rocket to their biggest gain in 6 months following strong earnings from major financial and healthcare companies, as well as encouraging reports on the economy. The Dow jumped 547 points. Morgan Stanley, Goldman Sachs, United Health led a parade of companies that reported profits for the third quarter that surpassed analysts' expectations. Tech companies also jumping after taking steep losses last week. The Dow ending up to 25,798, NASDAQ up 215, S&P up 59. This is SRN News.
Hi, my name is Wayne Lipnitsky, and I am running for Congress, U.S. House, District 9, and I am a veteran with a voice. It is my intent to give a voice to those who have been ignored under this district's current representation. We need your help. My opponent, Darren Soto, wants to raise your taxes, leave the border unsecured, and stifle our local economy. This election is of national importance. Please get involved in our campaign by visiting our website, WayneForUSCongress.com. That is WayneForUSCongress.com. My name is Wayne Lipnitsky, and I approve this message.
Do you suffer from back pain? Have trouble sleeping? Do you ever wish you could get a truly great night's sleep or have your own massage on demand? For 51 years, Relax and Comfort has helped people sit, sleep, and feel better every day. See why ABC, CBS, and Fox are talking about the new X10 bed. It's the perfect marriage of a Sleep Number bed and a Tempur-Pedic bed. Its cool gel memory foam comfort layers are totally adjustable from ultra soft to ultra firm for each side. Add a zero gravity base and you'll have hundreds of healthy and relaxing positions for you and your partner. Save thousands over the leading national brands. With the sustainable X10 design, you'll never need to buy another bed. Get the world's best adjustable beds and massage chairs at no interest, 0% financing. That's less than $5 a day to own. Relax in Comfort, family owned and operated over 50 years, has stores in Winter Park, Sanford, Windermere, and the Villages. Learn more. Visit relaxandcomfort.com. Call 321-329-3118. That's 321-329-3118.
Business owners, this is for you. Competition is tough these days, so you need maximum visibility to stand out in this crowded landscape, and Dino Rento Studios can give you that visibility. Their eye-catching signs, 3D displays, banners, bumper stickers, and car magnets will get your business the attention you're looking for. Dino will also make your convention display the talk of the event. So call Dino Rento Studios at 800-704-7089, 800-704-7089, or visit them at DinoRentosStudios.com. Dino, R-E-N-T-O-S, Studios.com, where they bring ideas to life.
This is Sunny,
the California girl, and I've been around a lot of big, hunky, sexy, tough men. I like men like that, but only when they're brainy, like the American adversaries. These guys are sexy and smart.
That'd be us. That's right. We're back. All right. Thanks again for tuning in, ladies and gentlemen. We really do appreciate it. Got Mike McBath and myself, Christopher Hart, here in the Relax and Comfort Studios on a Trump 2020 Club Tuesday. 407-774-8255 is the number. If you didn't tune in the first hour, you may not know that Randy Ross is not here tonight because he has injured his foot, and the doctor instructed him to stay off of it.
On it or heat on it? What's he
we
doing
need to send him down there to chill cryosana.
Yeah, he had to go down to
put
chill,
the ice
right?
Yeah, put the cold stuff
in
on
there,
it. Yeah.
And he'll come out like a champ.
Yeah,
in a
we'll
days.
Get him set up with Kurt. But he's also working hard to organize this I-4 to the Panhandle relief effort.
Yep.
And once again, the drop-off days will be Thursday and Friday. We'll give you the address and all that information. And then the trucks are scheduled to leave Saturday. And depending on the response,
does he
knows,
go
that
up
might
with
be
the trucks themselves?
He did.
Sure.
He did the last time.
He did the last time.
I don't know if he'll be able to this time. We shall see.
That's truly a great American. These people dedicate day and night, and they're not paid. And wow!
I tell you what,
because
of his efforts and the efforts of our listeners and the Trump 2020 Club, the response last year was phenomenal.
Yep.
All three times, and here we're asking to do it again. And once again, it's not for us; it's for the people in North Florida. And of course, you know, you've seen the devastation. So what they're looking for, once again, is personal hygiene items, including diapers and just, you know, things to stay clean. And also they're looking for things to help clean up with, and like heavy-duty garbage bags and maybe brooms and rakes and things. I mean, they basically need everything.
Yeah.
They're going to have to sweep that Mexico beach, basically.
Do they want food at all, like canned goods or anything?
We'll find out. I know last year they weren't looking for a lot of food items. They did, I think, take some Gatorade, but a lot of those things are already being handled by other relief organizations. So you once again, you can go to Trump 2020 Club on Facebook and get more details. And as we get them, we will give them to you. But just plan on Thursday and Friday being the drop-off days for the items. And if you remember from last year, they're basically looking for the same items. Okay? So that's going on. And once again, Trump 2020 Club is presented by Sutherland Nissan, U.S. Marine. We really appreciate him and all the great folks that he has working with him over there at Sutherland Nissan. That's at East Colonial Drive and Chickasaw Trail. And a great patriot he is. That's U.S. Marine. And if you'd like to meet him, just head on over there. Tell him the Titans of Talk Radio sent you out there to check out his great Titan trucks. And, you know, right now they got a sale going on for the brand new Rogues and Ultimas.
Really?
Great prices on these things. And they'll do the best they can, work really hard to get you the best deal that you can get anywhere, and you'll find it at Sutherland Nissan, East Colonial Drive, and Chickasaw Trail. Their website, once again, is OrlandoNissan.com, OrlandoNissan.com, or go to our website, AmericanAdversaries.com, click on that Sutherland Nissan ad, and it'll take you right to their website. That's cool, isn't it?
You know something, Chris? In the last 5 minutes, I think about Mike Miller, and I think how he presents his case and everything. He is about as clear as it can get. He is defined as it can get, in the, you know, the direction
he wants
to go.
And about as unoffensive as you can
get,
too.
I mean, this is as high a quality politician I've seen out there, and he doesn't lose control. You know, he doesn't go off the reservation.
He comes across as genuine.
He's
not arrogant. He's not condescending. He's a real person.
And what I like is just that enthusiasm that comes out of the person. Boy, we got to be all out there voting for him. And I can't wait, because I'm telling you, the day of the election, I'm going to be on the phones. I'm going to be emailing. The list. I'm going to be, those lists are going out the night before on the amendments, what to vote for and everything.
Yep. By the way, did you read my recommendation on the amendments? You probably didn't like it too much, did you?
Oh, yeah. Who was the one that wrote in the newspaper? His picks were about absolutely the reverse of what I like.
The conservative picks, Maxwell?
No, it was another one that was really terrible.
The Republican Party of Florida has recommendations that we're going to put on our website as well. But my recommendation after looking at all these things is I can't vote for any of them. I just really can't see it.
But if you don't vote, You know,
I'm
going to
vote no. No, I'm going to vote no.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. If you don't vote, then we're really in trouble.
In other words, I cannot vote yes on any of them because they're not going to solve any problem. They're just going to shift the problem somewhere else.
No, solve it or we don't want it.
Exactly. Now, if there was an amendment on not allowing sanctuary cities in the state, I'd be the first one in line. But none of these, unfortunately, are. And the trickiest one of all, the sneakiest one of all, is the last one about the Greyhounds. Because... and I don't know, I've mentioned this on the show, I know Sunday night, I don't know if I mentioned it since then, but when you, what you read on the ballot is not the actual amendment.
See, that's what I've always disliked about this garbage, and the average guy has no chance because he doesn't understand all the intricacies of what they're putting forth.
It's hard enough to try to understand the description of the amendment, much less the legal language of the amendment. And here's another little secret about the amendments, that they're the buy one, get one free, I'll call it. You know, when Publix has a buy one, get one free, the intention is to get you in there to not just buy that item, but while you're there buying that item, you're going to buy this item and that item and the other item. So what they want you to do is they use amendments to motivate people to go to the polls, assuming if you're there and you're going to vote a certain way, you're going to vote for candidates that line up that way.
Right.
You see?
But you know that story.
And that's why both sides do it.
I always say,
I don't like it.
If you don't understand it, don't vote for it. It's like anything in business. If I don't understand it,
I'm
not going to do it.
Given that, you can't understand any of these amendments.
That's a real problem.
If for no other reason, it's because you're not reading the actual amendment language.
Right.
You're reading a description of it that somebody has written that is approved by the courts. By the way, one of the amendments has already been struck down by the courts. That was Amendment 8. Mm-hmm. And the reason they used to strike down Amendment 8, you can apply to 7... I believe it's 7, 9, and 11. You can look at three other ones that are probably going to be thrown out, regardless of what the people's vote. Mm-hmm. The courts will throw it out. So, and it's just, I don't know. I mean, if you want to debate it with me, that's fine. And as I said, we're also going to put up on our website the Republican Party of Florida's recommendations for the amendments. And you're welcome to choose among what you want. But I will be voting straight line no
on all the
amendments.
Now, the Republican Party, how many yeses did they have, Chris, in their...
I think it's about half of them.
Half.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You wonder, couldn't you make it that simple?
It's the tax ones and a couple other ones.
Should the budget be balanced, yes or no? You think that would be simple
enough? That is a constitutional amendment.
But I'm just saying...
Right.
That would be one I could vote for and feel comfortable,
But see, none of these are as clear as that.
No, that's the problem. That's what I'm getting at.
And all they do is they shit like the tax burden ones.
I know.
Even the conservative group Tax Watch is against the number one, which is to increase your property exemption, right?
Right.
They're against that because they realize that they'll just transfer that responsibility to the local governments or they'll do something else.
Right.
But believe me, politicians, if they're skilled in anything, it is figuring out how to tax us. Okay? Mm-hmm. So
that's why we need to keep turning the politicians over.
The real check on unfair taxation or bad policies is who we elect to the legislatures and to the governor and to the presidency.
Right.
This is why it's so very important to take a guy with the experience and the skills and the attitude of Mike Miller and put him in Congress where he can do some real good for the whole nation.
Because he's a businessman.
And because he fits the bill. He's the kind of guy we can trust. And at the end of the day, it all really kind of does come down to trust.
Without a doubt.
Who do we trust
for your future?
Right. And I trust Mike Miller and people like him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? All right. Let's give our contest challenge for tomorrow night.
Okay.
And then we'll go to the phone line.
We're all fired up, Chris. You know what I mean? Now, you know that statement, love thy neighbor? That's how we play, right? Now, if you could select your neighbor, who would it be? And we mean choose among anybody in the world.
Donald Trump.
You know, that could be yours. Now, if I had to choose my neighbor, I would like to select Adam Schiff. We all know Slippery Adam, right?
Oh, no.
You would say, why? And I would say, well, I have three horses, and every day they would walk over to his yard and make their deposits. And then when little Adam, that little freak, would walk out and look out the window and be disgusted, I'd say, Adam, you gave us all that same stuff for the last 2 years. Enjoy the deposits, buddy.
See, that's mean. That's
mean spirited. You got it, buddy. These people that allow that guy to do what he did and walk away from this, you don't forget. So he will be the deposit man.
All right. Let's go to Peggy. She's been waiting patiently on the line. Peggy, thank you for calling tonight. We appreciate you so very much.
Hi.
Hi.
Howdy.
I just wanted to say thank you because I was not into, I mean, I've been a registered Republican since I've been 18.
Wow.
And that's been a while ago.
What, about 5 years?
And, yeah.
Yeah, about that.
He wants some more brownies, I can tell you that. Oh, nice shot, Chris.
Hush up. You like them too.
I am just so looking forward to voting this week, this session.
That's good.
And I wanted to thank you for the motivation to vote and to get other people to vote. And I've been talking to my grandkids.
Good.
Good.
To do the same thing. You know, it's like, well, what? I heard this on the news and blah, blah, blah. And I go, no, that's not right.
You know,
you're not listening to the right people.
Right.
And you know, he goes, oh, really? And I go, yeah. So, you know, trying to get the kids, the younger generation, motivated to
get involved.
Do the right.
Yeah, get involved and take advantage of their right to vote. It's, you know, to me, it's fun. It's politics is fun. Even when it gets bad, sometimes I know it can be nasty. But, you know, it's like sports. I mean, when you win, it's great. When you lose, it's lousy. But you wouldn't give it up for anything. That's the way I feel about politics.
Peggy, tell them to stop talking about sports. Remember Penn State, what happened this week?
Don't get me started.
Oh, look at her.
Two games in a row. Two years in a row. Only this time they were both at home. Ouch.
Oh, no.
But the thing about politics is I kind of look at it as being evangelical, that if you can get especially a young person involved in politics, you're doing them a great favor. You know what I'm trying to say? And especially if you can get them involved as a conservative, you're doing them a tremendous favor because it will have a bearing on how they decisions they make throughout the rest of their life and what they do with their life. And I guarantee you they'll do a lot more with it if they're involved in following and being involved in politics. And it starts with understanding the privilege of voting and finding that privilege to be something you want. Like you're saying, you can't wait to do it. I can't either. Mike can't. It's exciting.
It's fun.
It is.
Yep.
And as long as we can breathe, we should have that feeling about it because we have been given an opportunity with this nation, this country, the Constitution, that most human beings that have been born on this planet never got close to. And we should appreciate that and enjoy it and take advantage of it. If for no other reason than, you know, so for the rest of humanity, we can help perhaps make up for some of that.
Chris, you know, one thing she pointed out, she talks to her grandparents and stuff. And I used
to, grandchildren.
When my kids were younger, I'd always explain to them when they get a paycheck, you know, kids working when they're 21, 22.
Right.
I'd say, geez, do you notice that when your check goes up, that means you pay less taxes, right, son? He goes, yeah, that's right. I said, then you're a Republican. Now, if it goes the reverse way where you pay more taxes and then you have less and it's tougher to live like you want to, you're a Democrat. But then they'll start listening. Then you explain the difference of the party. It's real simple. It's in your check. That's the difference. You
know? The point being, in a system like ours,
the economic system,
people should want to be involved and be informed. Because if you're not informed, you can't really be involved. So I'm glad to hear that, Peggy. And if we had any role to play in that, we appreciate
you,
that.
You definitely have.
All right.
And thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much. That's our intent. Our intent, ladies and gentlemen, is to get you off the bench, on the field, and in the game. All right. Good night, Peggy.
All right.
Thank you.
Hit some home runs.
That's it. Or score some touchdowns.
Yep. We need to. Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Thanks for bringing that up, too.
All right. We're going to take a break and come back on the other side. We've got a few more things to do to wrap up tonight's show. Don't forget Larry Elder follows us up at 7 o'clock. Can't wait to hear him tonight. And, well, we'll be right back.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
Well, you've heard the horror stories. The couple comes home from shopping.
Oh, my God.
gosh, there's water pouring out of the ceiling fan in the living room. Henry, quick, grab a bucket.
My new wood floors. They're ruined. Gosh, I wish we had this home inspected before we signed on the dotted line.
This is Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Buying a home is the biggest investment you'll make. You have to know what you're getting into. Henry and June now have a nightmare on their hands. Don't let that happen to you. Call Firm Foundation Home Inspections before you sign on the dotted line. We'll inspect the property from roof to foundation with the latest technology to know if there are any leaks or electrical problems. You'll get a detailed report, and at Firm Foundation, we warranty our work, ensuring your peace of mind.
Don't make that big investment without calling the home inspector that more realtors use. Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Call 321-624-0254 or go online to OrlandosHomeInspector.com.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to save guard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 screening solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
This? Do I know this song?
Thunderstruck by AC/DC. Mm-hmm. When I go in to vote, I'm going to be going,
Okay, you know, like Chris, are you going to wear your Trump hat when you go vote? Or are you going, or is that illegal?
No, I believe it's been ruled legal now.
You're allowed to wear your...
I do believe so.
Your, okay.
I know, but remember last 2 years ago, we all wore red. Remember that?
Right,
we wore
right.
Red.
Everybody wore red, yeah. Which I thought was a great idea.
All right.
Maybe not a bad idea now. Maybe, let's all of us wear red.
Yeah, so let's make it, make it another thunderstruck evening like it was in 2016 here. 3 weeks from tonight, the momentum does seem to be breaking some because of Kavanaugh and other factors. Normally, the polls close up the closer you get to elections anyway. But listen, folks, it's all up to us. We hold the power right here in our hands, you know, with a pen, with a vote. And if we get up and get out and do it, and like Peggy, you know, try to encourage others to get out and vote for conservatives, we can win this. We can win big. And if we decide not to, you know, get involved and stay on the sideline, we could lose, and we could lose
Chris,
big.
Can you imagine?
Because the stakes are extremely high because of how well things are going.
The most inspirational words out there are Pelosi, Schumer. Could you imagine them running this government? In all seriousness, that know, that was so disgusting. You would imagine how they would ransack this thing in the next few years.
Look, you know, I'm the eternal optimist. Let's assume for a moment the Republicans have a disastrous night. We will survive, just like we survived Obama.
We'll survive, but get a bit more difficult.
Yeah, a lot more.
A lot more.
And if you think the climate in the country is bad right now, can you imagine that? So, you know, to avoid all of that, let's just get out and vote.
And the other thing is think of your military. You know, if these people get in, they start slicing the budget. Think just what happened this weekend with those F-22s, because we haven't had enough money to repair some of our major fighters, right?
Yeah. Mike, of course, is talking about Tyndall Air Force Base.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Once again, for Thursday night, we got the contest challenge. Who would you like to have as your neighbor and why? And then also, we have our contest going on where we're going to do a raffle drawing November the 7th. And to sign up for this, you don't have to buy anything. Just go to our website, AmericanAdversaries.com. Several folks have already done it during the show here, and we appreciate that, Chris and others. You just go to AmericanAdversaries.com. You sign up right there on the home page. You'll see the prize list there. It's a great prize list. Includes a night for two with the American Adversaries, starting with 2 hours on the show with us, and then having dinner up the street at Cafe Positano, a smart pillow from Relax and Comfort. It'll tell you everything you do during the night. Just about translates your dreams for you. And you'll also win a gift certificate to Cafe Positano on top of we'll be taking you that you can use another time. Gift card to Tijuana Flats. A Creeps on a Mission t-shirt.
I love that.
In your
Creeps
size. It will be custom ordered in your size.
Pretty nice.
License to Lie book from Sidney Powell. And a copy of Colonel Danny McKnight's book autographed to you. And an inspection by Aubrey Kahn. So it's quite the prize package. And who knows? We might add something to it before it's all said and
dinner,
done.
Will they be able to imbibe a little bit or what?
We'll buy them a drink or two.
Okay.
We're not going to get them drunk, but we'll imbibe them a deeper drink or two. You know, we usually, our limit's usually
we might get,
one
who
or
knows
two.
We get a big drinker, you know?
As long as they have a designated driver.
Yep.
It's going to be a lot of fun. And that's all at AmericanAdversaries.com. And then there's this other contest. And this one I really, 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 really would... I'm begging.
Well, you have trouble getting this one out. Let's hear it now, Chris.
Let's put it this way. I'm begging you to get involved in this contest, okay? Because you could win something, and you can tell the Salem Media Group folks about us. They kind of already know about us, I know. But if they hear it from you, it's even better.
This makes it nicer.
Indeed, indeed. So what's going on? I hope you've heard the commercials. We've talked about it a little bit before. And the deadline is a week from today, October the 23rd. What Salem Media would like you to do, you can go to The Answer Orlando. The keyword is story. TheAnswerOrlando.com, keyword story. That's where you'll get the rules and how you send it in and all that sort of thing. What they're looking for are videos. Audios won't do. It's got to be a video done on a smart. It can be, it doesn't have to be complicated. Simple on your smartphone or if you still have a camera or something like that. And it doesn't have to be long and it doesn't have to be elaborate. All they're looking for is testimonials. Why you listen to the station? What do you get out of it? And what's your favorite parts of
In other words, you're looking for compliments, right?
Exactly, right.
Let's get down to the basics, okay?
Pretty much. What they're looking for is why you listen to the station, what you listen to on a station, what you're looking to get out of it, and what you do get out of it. And, of course, we would like you to heavily mention the American Adversaries radio show as part of this. But even if you don't mention us, if you can mention the other ones, we'd still like you to get involved in this.
Doesn't matter. We have to trudge along, maybe not eat a few meals.
And they've already gotten a lot of entries, but some of the entries were audio only. So if you've sent in an entry, but it was only audio, you need to redo it in video. Okay. And once again, they're not looking for, you know, models or stars or anything like this. They're looking for testimonials from real people about the real reasons why they listen to these real radio stations. Maybe I shouldn't use that word real with the radio. I think there's somebody else out there. But anyway, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. So once again, you go to theanswerorlando.com, and the keyword is story. And once again, it doesn't have to be long. Just you'll see the parameters in there. A minute or two or three is all they're looking for. But they want to know those things about why you listen. So we really, really would appreciate it if you would do it on our behalf, of course, because we can't. All right. So it is Trump 2020 Club Tuesday. As we mentioned earlier, Randy Ross couldn't be with us tonight. He's working really hard on this I-4 to the Panhandle relief effort. But he also hurt his foot in the process. So his doctor asked him to stay off of it today. We do plan on having them in perhaps Thursday. I don't know, though, because they're going to be doing the collections on Thursday and Friday.
Boy,
So we'll let you know the location. But once again, they're looking for hygiene items to clean people, you know, stay clean with, waterless shampoo, even stuff like that, diapers, that sort of thing. Also, cleaning items like heavy-duty trash bags, maybe some brooms, Lysol, whatever.
I mean, just imagine if it was your house, you had no money,
Yeah.
You need this so bad. That's why everybody needs to contribute.
Yep. So you can go to Trump 2020 Club on Facebook to get more details. That's Trump 2020 Club on Facebook. And by the way, follow, like, and become a member of the Trump 2020 Club also while you're at it, if you have not already. We would appreciate that.
Is a generalship still available? Can I become a general?
That's with our army. That's the American Adversaries Army.
That's why
and yes,
I brought
indeed,
it up.
Yes,
still
indeed,
could
you can.
Okay.
And by the way, we're making some plans for our American Adversaries Army. The folks who are in the army have been so very loyal and dedicated, and we're going to begin to do things to make it more worth your while to be in the American Adversaries Army. And I think you're going to like that too. So be on the lookout for those announcements.
If you we got a pretty strong army.
We do.
We really do. We really do,
and we'd like more people to join the Army, and we're going to give you more reasons why you should join the Army. And for those of you folks who are in the Army already, we are going to definitely make you glad you have stuck with us. All right, so we'll be back once again, obviously, tomorrow night, and we're keeping a check on the polls. We're seeing one right now on Fox
that
shows DeSantis within four of Gillum.
Yeah, but on the downside of Gillum.
Yeah.
I mean, how could anybody vote for Gillum?
Hey, last week it was supposedly down by seven.
I know.
As I said, the polls will close the closer we get to Election Day, but once again, we just need that. It's really in our hands right now. It's not even so much in the candidates' hands.
No, it's your fault if we don't we don't make it. Every voter, your
mine,
fault. Not yours. I mean, vote as many times as you can, Chris.
I will take it personally, however, if we don't get out in throngs for all of these candidates. All right, you've been listening to the American Adversaries once again. Our brand new website, please check it out. The Buffer Man is doing a great job.
Where he is.
That's AmericanAdversaries.com. Larry Elder up next. Night, everybody.
News, opinion, passion. FM 105.